Whereas lice are dorsoventrally flattened, fleas are laterally compressed. If you look at the picture on the left, you get a sense that from the top-down view, they are quite narrow. When you look at them from the side, like the picture on the right, you would never be able to tell. The order name breaks down to siphon, referring to their piercing, sucking mouthparts, and aptera, because fleas lack wings. What they lack in flying ability, they compensate with exceptional jumping capabilities, up to 6 inches high in some species. Fleas are well known for their role in disease transmission. The Oriental rat flea helped transmit marine typhus from rats to humans and was a principal vector of bubonic plague. Fleas also serve as intermediate hosts for several types of tapeworms. Fleas have complete metamorphosis. Females have a tremendous reproductive output, and eggs are typically laid on a host. These tiny, whitish ovals often fall off and can be found in places where animals sleep. Larvae do not bite, but instead must consume the dried fecal blood excreted by adult fleas. Larvae also require high levels of humidity to develop. The most important flea species in the United States is the cat flea, but it is not limited to biting our feline friends. Flea identification is partially based on the presence or absence of combs on the head.